Good morning, Aurel. Today is Tuesday, 30th of August, and right now it's cloudy with 26 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is a chance of a thunderstorm, overcast, and the temperature range from low 27 to high 31 degrees Celsius. Heating is supposed to be on 35 degrees Celsius. We can expect southwest winds with 19 to 24 kilometers per hour and 40% chance of precipitation. Later on and at night, there's a chance of a thunderstorm with overcast and 50% chance of precipitation. Morning humidity on 77% will drop by noon on 63% and rise back up in the evening. Moon is new moon and 1% of it is illuminated. Days are slowly getting shorter, but today the day is long, 12 hours and 22 minutes. And here's Bhaskar talking about Auroville Film Festival 2011. Good morning, Bhaskar.
Good morning.
You are volunteering for Film Festival?
Yes.
2011. What brought you to that?
Well, I saw a request in the news and notes. They needed a volunteer, and as I'm interested in videos and movies.
What do you do in otherwise?
I'm an ex-student from the ashram school, and I was in a few jobs before this.
In Auroville?
No, I have worked in Auroville also, but later outside in Chennai and Bangalore.
Okay, now let's go down to the some interesting facts and figures I believe everybody expecting. Do you have an idea how many films are in?
I'm sure it's more than 70 films and counting. We haven't finalized on the exact count as yet. But
how many people working on that? Because they all films need to be reviewed somehow, yeah?
Yes, so we get the movies and then we send them out for reviewing and get the feedback, which is also key to us, you know, selecting if the movie is screened or not. And there's about 3 or 4 people in the core team, and viewers are spread all over Auroville.
So you said that maybe the film is not gonna be viewed. Are there any? There are lots of them. Due to what? Technical problems or what?
Yes, if it's not relevant to the category, then it is removed. But as of now, I don't think any film has been removed from any category. And the competition, it's a competition, so it involves people entering their contest in a form online on the website. So if they fail to enter or they do not wish to participate, because there are a number of films which do not fit in any category, but they would just like it to be screened, so that forms a separate category.
So you guys came up with another category of not fitting.
Yes,
so how
because
many are like that?
It might be, it's not directly in the competition, but it might be good to view. So we haven't decided. There must be about maybe around 5 to 10 films, but they are very short. I work only on the technical side, only with the films and with the people who have to submit and the formats and whether it is suitable for screening it on a large screen.
So if it's not suitable, what do you do then?
We request them to give a higher quality, especially for the movies which are of an art form, because there are documentaries and there are also movies which are more an expression of art. And in that case especially, we try to get a higher quality of, you know, presentation.
Ganesh Chaturthi Day is on Thursday, the 1st of September this year. And everybody is welcome at the Ganesh Temple of Auroville from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Irrespective of class, creed or religion, Sri Ganesh can be a most excellent friend to each and all. Sri Ganesh abode in Auroville is situated right at the turn from the National Highway onto the road to Edayan Chabanadi. On legal wills and testaments, we read that a compilation has been made giving Aurovillians information on creating a will. This document can be found on Auronet, and here's a short introduction to what you will find in a greater detail on Auronet. So why should we make a legal will? If you have properties or assets abroad, this will be distributed upon your death as per the laws of your native country unless a valid will specifies otherwise. Who needs to make a will? Aurelians who have properties, assets abroad, who have clear preferences as to how those will be distributed after that, and where can will be made, in your native country with the help of a notary or attorney, with the help of a notary public here in Prandi. And about the taxes, inheritance taxes varies according to the laws of each country, but India does not have inheritance tax. What information ought a will to contain is bequest, what you want to leave, under what condition, to whom, bequest to Orville, instruction about use of the money you want to give, and instruction about the treatment of your body after that, burial, cremation, and location. And of course you have to add also the name of the executor, which is the person who sees that your wishes are carried out, and replacement inform your heirs that you do not own any immovable assets in Orville. There can be other steps maybe taken, to leave a copy of your will at town hall safe in the financial service, or to leave a copy with a trusted friend, or to leave a copy with your executor and make a list of people or organization who would need to be informed of your death. At Cinema Paradiso on Wednesday 7th September at 8 p.m. we will have a chance to see For the Next 7 Generations, 13 indigenous grandmothers weaving a world that works. This film talks about year 2004, in which 13 grandmothers from all four corners of the earth, moved by their concern for our planet, came together in a historic gathering where they decided to form the alliance, the International Council of 13 Indigenous Grandmothers. And this is their story. In Grandmother's mission statement is written, "The International Council of 13 Indigenous Grandmothers represent a global alliance of prayer, education and healing for our Mother Earth, all her inhabitants, all the children, and for the next 7 generations to come. They are deeply concerned with the unprecedented destruction of our Mother Earth and the destruction of indigenous ways of life. They believe the teaching of our ancestors will light the way through an uncertain future. They look to further our vision through the realization of projects that protect our diverse cultures, lands, medicines, language and ceremonial ways of prayer, and through projects that educate and nurture our children." George Van Brekem informs us that new book on Evolution, Religion and the Unknown God has been published by Amaryllis Publishers in New Delhi. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. we can see a German film, L'Amiga, The Friend, made in Germany in 1988 by director Janine Maraffel, and film is drama in German with English subtitles. And tomorrow at the same place and time, they will screen an interesting movie, Yes Men Fix the World, made in USA in 2009 by director Andy Bilgebaum and Mike Bonanno, and film is documentary comedy in English. The shows at the visitor center resumes at the days as before, Friday and Saturday. Show starts at 8 p.m. All are welcome, but no food or drinks are allowed in the viewing hall. People are welcome to give ideas or suggestions to improve the show. So this Friday at 8 p.m. we can see Avatar, the extended version, made in 2009 and directed by James Cameron. And on Saturday, 3rd of September, also at 8 p.m, they would screen title Limitless, made in 2011, and is also science fiction thriller action by director Neil Burger. To feel hurt by what others do or think or say is always a sign of weakness and proof that the whole being is not exclusively turned towards the divine, not under the divine influence alone. And then, instead of bringing with oneself the divine atmosphere made of love, tolerance, understanding, patience, it is one's ego that throws itself out in response to another's ego with stiffness and hurt feelings, and the disharmony is aggravated. The ego never understands that the divine has different workings in different people, and that to judge things from one's own egoistic point of view is a great mistake bound to increase the confusion. What we do with passion and intolerance cannot be divine, because the divine works only in peace and harmony. Wrote the Mother in Words of the Mother, Volume 2. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.